This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm not worried. I'm looking forward to it. Okay? And this is what they could try to have a political agenda as our law enforcement, as the U.S. government. I think we've seen with Strzok and what the FBI and the DOJ have been doing. Let's let them expose themselves for what they are. And then that's a politically motivated group of folks. So let's go to trial.
Wow, so interesting, because it's been all about that the last couple of days. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The voice you just heard was Duncan Hunter, a Republican who's represented California's 50th district since 2009. At 41 years old, he was seen as a possible future leader of the party, a little bit more up the chain. But, boy, the indictment, 38,000. I mean, just the stuff on this indictment. I'm going to go through it quickly with you. 38,000 in bank overdraft fees. That's one thing. But the overall charge is that he and his wife, Margaret, allegedly used more than $250,000 of campaign money to pay for personal expenses, including family vacations, school tuition, theater tickets. What were they thinking? And the Justice Department alleges that they claim in Federal Election Commission findings that their purchases were campaign travel, dinner with volunteers and contributors, toys drives, teacher, parent, and supporter events, gift cards for charitable donations, and gift basket items. What's shocking, though, is I got to do it here at the top. You ready for this, America? Hang on tight. So family dental bills paid with campaign funds were listed as charitable contribution to Smiles for Life. Other allegations include $462.46 for 30 shots of tequila, $1,500 for video games, $399 on zipline ride, $14,000 on a trip to Italy, and even airfare for the child's bunny. Wow, what was going on here? What was going on here? And then, as I mentioned, the money that they paid, almost $38,000 in overdraft and banking fees. So, boy. Think of overdraft. You get any overdrafts in your life? Those are pretty high, I would say. And the reason, if you look at that, the Hunters went into overdraft 1,100 times more than by extreme normal standards. Wow. That's crazy. And, of course, they're going to get you on that because they easily keep track of that. That's one of the things she signed with a bank account, the whole overdraft protection thing. So he says they're going to get the Justice Department, or they're going after the Justice Department or whatever. I'm going to say good luck with it on this one, because this seems very tightened up to me. Now, it is, there are allegations and charges, and that all has to be sorted out in court. We'll see how you could possibly defend that, and ultimately, that's the deal. Michael Cohen, this is where all this conversation is really centering, though, not over Duncan Hunter, more over Michael Cohen and what is he possibly going to say and has said to the former director of the FBI who's handling the Russian investigation, Robert Mueller. What is he saying to him? You know, lawyers, if you look at this, face automatic disbarment for felony conviction under New York law. You know, this whole idea of practicing law is over for him, for sure. He pled guilty to 8 counts on Tuesday. And Cohen, of course, is the former personal attorney and fixer for the Prez. That's definitely done. And you know, once he gets through whatever happens here, he could file for reinstatement as a lawyer, but that's at least 7 years. But the question is, what is he going to come up with? What is he possibly going to throw out that is related to Russia? And there is one big story that's flying around that there were a bunch of Russians of importance, let's say, that said they had dirt on Hillary to help tank the campaign. And there was a report that leaked that Cohen said the president was in the room when that happened. And then also, what did he know about the hush money? So there's going to be some disputes, I think. And what does the evidence show? That this hush money to two different women, and what is this ultimate story here? And, boy, it's getting very, very dicey. Certainly for Paul Manafort, we know he's going to be in jail for a long time. But what's next for the president after Manafort and Cohen and the convictions? Is there any kind, you know, is there anything there? That's the question. There's all kinds of crazy allegations and innuendo and everything else in between. But innuendo and allegations don't make a case. And A has to get to be, and it has to equal C for that to happen. So there's a line here, and we don't know where that line falls. It's just kind of blurry. And, you know, there's kind of blurry optics. Not kind of, there's blurry optics on this whole thing. But if Michael Cohen is the 10-year attorney for the Prez, I mean, he knows everything about the business. He certainly has to know what's going on there. And he reveal any number of anything. Specifically, it would be what would tie the president, I guess, to Russia. Yeah, absolutely. So while all of this was happening, Michael Cohen was taking out large loans using a taxicab business as collateral, even though it dropped in value, to pay off another loan and then another loan. He was pocketing money from various financial deals, sales of property in Florida, and a luxury handbag, and he was hiding income from the IRS. And as we know, hiding income from the IRS really gets you chopped up. So federal prosecutors had about 1 million documents about his financial dealings and his efforts to suppress negative stories about Donald Trump. And it was just a matter of weeks when all this all broke, before Cohen signed a plea deal. So financial pressure, investigating his family, all of that led to pleading guilty to 8 felonies. And that carries a recommended sentence of 4 to 5 years in prison. So you go from one side of the street to the other side of the street. And even his attorney, a guy named Lanny Davis, who's pretty famous in New York, went on a media blitz right in the middle of Cohen's guilty plea, floating the idea that Cohen is willing to be a witness against the president and his associates in state and federal investigations. Whoa. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side on ATN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Heavy, heavy headlines coming out of D.C., coming out of Iowa, coming out of a lot of different directions. So there are other things that are buzzing that are being talked about in your backyard and mine. So what are they? And once again, thanks for listening to America Tonight. Appreciate all of the program directors carrying the show and people listening and tune in when they are traveling and downloading it afterwards. Terrific. I love getting all those messages, and I really take them to heart. So remember that. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. The story that I find so interesting and sort of shocking at the, not sort of, very shocking at the same time, to say I do cost an average of $25,000. Are you kidding me? I thought I was misreading this. But, of course, all of this information was crunched by the wedding industry, meaning it's information that they put in that was real information. And they came up with an average. The average wedding is $25,000. Some are much more expensive than that. The most expensive states to host a wedding are in the Northeast. The least expensive in the South. I say go to the South. I think that is incredible. You got to be making the do-re-mi for that. Okay, Mississippi people listening, the typical wedding there, 15,000. Number of weddings in 2017, 16,532 in the great state. That's a lot. What does a dress cost? Just over $1,000. Boy, my wedding really just was an anomaly, I suppose. And let me give you a couple more. Kentucky, the great state of Kentucky. A wedding. Man, you got to really love who you're marrying to, I think, really, honestly, to fork up that kind of dough, because think of what you could do with that kind of money. You know, it gets worse as you kind of climb up from there. In Michigan, $21,000. Most of the dresses seem to check in at $1,000 at least. Ohio, $22,000. Arizona, $22,338. I mean, you get the gist here that the numbers are pretty eye-popping. You know, there is a wedding chapel you can go to in Las Vegas. People used to make fun of it. Perhaps that's an option for a few people. I mean, what does the ring cost? That's like the cheapest thing. $3,000, whatever. Most of them are around there compared to everything else that we're talking about. Boy, you want to make sure that marriage lasts, I think, if you're paying that kind of money. Anyway, we needed to lighten the load a little bit in odds and ends, and that's a shocker to me. All right, so we're sticking to the money thing here for a second. Boy, who is the luckiest man at Apple? Well, that would be the CEO, Tim Cook. He's going to make $120 million in Apple stock coming up on Friday. His compensation is tied to the performance of the stock market. That makes sense. That's why he's the CEO. And in 2013, 2 years after he became the CEO, Apple updated its compensation plan to include large chunks of stock that would vest over a 3-year period. Apple outperformed 2/3 of the S&P 500. So that was one of the numbers. Apple's up 31% in the last 12 months. They like the bull market. And it's outperformed 81% of the stocks in the index. Do you remember that if you had $2 in your pocket, someone came to you and said, oh, you should invest in that Apple thing? What is it worth today? What is it worth today? Think about it. So Cook, 560,000 shares. That's the maximum amount possible. That's worth over $120 million. So you do the math. The closing price today was $215.05. That's a nice payout. And that's what he does. He gets the full amount of the shares. It's the fifth time he's received the maximum payout. So, I mean, his fortune is $625 million. What do you do with that kind of money? So hopefully there's some passion of yours, somebody you're helping, something like that, because, I don't know, I just think it would be bad karma anyway to hang on to that much cash yourself. I just don't see how you could possibly, what could you possibly do with it? But that is a staggering amount of money. But again, it's tied to performance, and performance is good. You heard the numbers. So if the performance is good and that's the name of the deal, well, then that's a fair deal. It's just such a big number to look at, isn't it? As much as I think we're too addicted to our phones, and I've said it, there are some things that could make your life easier. I was reading a story about apps and apps that can make your life easier. So a couple of them, a lot of them have to do with food and money, not surprisingly. One of them is called this one that's about healthy living. And Healthy Living is a ratings-based app that explains exactly what ingredients have in them, like chemicals, all that kind of stuff. You can search for a product by name, scan a barcode, scroll through the apps, recommendations, and it'll tell you whether it's good for you or not. I think that's good. It's, of course, you got to definitely pack your patience, and hopefully you have the other free app, the Parking Panda, or I don't even know if it's free. I think it is. But if you are, if you have no idea where you're going to park, how to avoid parking through the nose, how to find a spot, all that kind of stuff, you spend about 90 seconds searching Parking Panda for lots or garages where you're headed, and then it tells you, and you can see a map, the cost of the spot, you'll know in advance, and poof, You don't have to do that crazy thing of thinking, you know, it's going to take me too long to find a space. I don't even know where I'm going. And that is frustrating in some big cities. All right. How about this one? This is interesting. It's called Dashlane. And Dashlane stores personal passwords, IDs, details, credit cards, all that kind of stuff online. So it has a one device that's free. You can pay $39 for 1 year's worth of access, and then you don't have to worry about all the nonsense of forgetting everything. Oh, how many passwords do you have, and how many times do you forget your passwords? Right? A ton. Then there's what I really like. I know there's entrepreneurs listening to this show. Being self-employed is great, except for keeping hours is tough. So how do you organize your hours and the time you spend on clients, and how do you sort your hours? Well, this app, Hours Keeper, has you enter your time manually or use the clock-in, clock-out function. That would be easy in a way. But then, isn't that the whole idea? You feel like you're not at work, so if you're clocking in, I mean, I guess you're clocking in, so theoretically, I mean, that's what you would do anyway if you were working somewhere. Hey, I'm here at 8, I'm here whenever. But I'm going to say, I think that would have a downside. I'm just saying it. Ever wonder about Publishers Clearing House and why, first of all, why they're not at your door? I'm always wondering, where are the balloons? How do they make their money? Someone actually said this to me the other day, and I found out the answer. They became a huge household name not too long ago. Well, they've been around for a long time, but they really exploded in the last couple of decades as far as the TV thing of rewarding money, all that stuff. It was founded in 1953, and it's direct mail, and we know that. 60 years it's been around, right? The company brought in $1 billion in revenue in 2017. Why? Merchandise sales, magazine subscriptions. Magazine subscriptions, people still do it. Can you imagine winning $125,000 in the Publishers Clearing House giveaway? Oh, it would be, I mean, it really would be something. And they really do give the money away, because I know people wonder, do they give the money away? And the answer is, of course they do. What's that to the amount of money that they're making? People wonder it, but people keep playing because it's like the lottery. It's free to play. It's transparent. Easy to understand. You win, you win. You get the surprise at the door. Just get your suit ready. Have it ready in case it's your turn to win the money. All right. Silly stuff, right? Stay with us. I'll see you in a few here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump push back against what his former attorney Michael Cohen said in pleading guilty this week to two felony campaign finance violations. As Cohen noted, he's violated the law at Trump's direction. Longtime Judiciary Committee member Senator Orrin Hatch on the plea deal of Michael Cohen, suggesting then-candidate Donald Trump okayed payments to avoid disclosures of alleged affairs.
Well, these are serious charges, and they can't be ignored.
Interviewed by Fox & Friends, the president said payments to women who've alleged affairs with him were not akin to campaign contributions.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
As the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. Just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that implicates the president on anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
On America Tonight. And in our virtual green room, we have David Kelly, who was appointed to the U.S. Embassy in Russia while he was on active duty in the Marine Corps by President Ronald Reagan. Now, David is a pastor, a life coach, a motivational speaker, but he certainly had seen some things in Russia. There's no question about it. David, thanks so much for your service, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Kate.
So when we look at Donald Trump, who was just talking about this just the other week, about building up the military, saying that in submitting his first budget to Congress, it's going to include, as we know, tens of billions of extra dollars for defense spending. I guess as somebody who was there in Russia, as somebody who served in the Marine Corps, what do you initially think of what the president is doing as far as the budget is concerned? Do you think it warrants the boost in defense by cutting the domestic programs?
Well, certainly you have several different moving parts there. I mean, the budget is certainly a positive for those that are, you know, active military veterans, of course, and those that are, you know, contractors. That because we, you know, during the last administration, the military overall took several budget cuts, and it always, you know, causes a problem and creates difficulty when there are budget cuts. But in terms of building up our forces, I think that is totally necessary and a positive. Now, when you start to enter in the Russia piece, that's a totally different dynamic.
Yeah, and speaking of Russia, so tell us about your experience there. What was that like, especially then, because we're talking about during the Ronald Reagan era, so much different than now.
Yes, yes, certainly, Kate. It was totally different. Of course, it was communist Russia at the time, and in addition to the fact that it was communist Russia, it was also during the time that we had experienced an espionage scandal there. And so I was one of 32 guys that was hand-selected by then President Reagan's cabinet, more in particular than just say the president, but then Secretary of State George Shultz, Caspar Weinberg was a defense, Colin Powell was at that time, I think he was a defense attaché. So I had an opportunity to meet President Reagan's entire cabinet, but we were sent there, dispatched there, to relieve those guys that had been implicated in the espionage scandal.
Yeah, so, well, wow. Do you remember what, take us back to that moment. What was it like among your buddies and having to do that? That was a wild time.
Well, one of the stories I share, Kate, is never say never. It's a long story, short story, but I was in Paris, France. Paris was my first post on the MSG or the embassy program, as it's more a familiar term. And there in Paris, and one of the guys that was posted there with me, never forget it, he was arbitrarily dispatched to Moscow, just out of nowhere. And so we were giving him a going away party, you know, a send off. And in the midst of giving him a send off, I was laughing and saying, "You got to go to Moscow." And he looked at me and he said, "Jack, don't laugh because you could be next." I said, "Nah, I'll never go to Moscow. I won't have to go to Moscow." And it wasn't. And it wasn't probably 90 days later that I got my notification that I'll be headed to Moscow, Russia. So I tell people all the time, never say never, because you could end up in Moscow.
Because you could end up in Moscow. You know, and, right. And I've had friends, I've never been to Russia, but I've had friends that have gone to Russia, and they tell me, boy, it is so different than anything you can imagine, even from the food, for example, and just the lifestyle of the people. And when you were there, it's like what we're seeing on a television show called The American, because as you talk about, that's communist Russia, and the feelings were very, very different at that point, even than what we see now. And I had a friend that played basketball there, and he told me, David, that he had to have three locks on his door, so three doors to go through, because there would be people that robbers that would try to trail him into his place. Did you find that there were some kind of scary moments there?
Well, again, I have to remind you that it was, you know, we were in the midst of a Cold War. At that time, we were in the midst of the visa war. As we know now, probably a lot more people are familiar with it. But what we would do as a country, the United States, we would expel people. We would expel Russian envoys out of our country. And in turn, the Russians would expel Americans out. So we were short-staffed. We were in the midst of an espionage scandal. The KGB was real and alive.
Wow.
And, of course,
wow.
You can only imagine, to get into the country, you had a tail is what we called it. You know. And then I would like to remind you and the audience as well that the embassy that was built, remember, we had a new office building being built, only to discover that it was entirely mic'd or, it was live.
Yeah.
Bugs, exactly, yeah.
So wow.
It was a ton of things going on each situation, and had its own set of challenges, I would say, for lack of a better term.
How long were you in Russia?
I was there for a year.
Wow. Were you happy once you left Russia? Like, hey, this is a great experience, but I'm ready to move on?
Awesome question, Kate. Absolutely, yes. I mean, you can imagine leaving Paris, France, and going to Moscow, Russia. I tell people all the time that it was like going from heaven to hell.
I can imagine. That's so crazy. And, you know, I asked you at the top of this about the president's budget and the proposal for $54 billion boost in defense spending and then cutting domestic programs. But for military families, too, I think there's been some things that have been dicey when it comes to the military and what you have to go through for pay, for example, sometimes when there's the uncertainty. What was that like for your family?
Well, absolutely. We have to, be mindful that I don't know anyone that joins the military, for pay, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Now, what we also have to bear in mind is the benefits that come along with what we do. Most of the time, the housing is provided for, and there's so many benefits. Your medical is paid for. So what we don't get in compensation, we get in benefit. So it's sort of like a balance or an offset. And, of course, who wouldn't want to be a millionaire, but I don't know anybody that joins the military to become a millionaire.
I love that. So you take this military experience as a Marine, and you move on, and now you find yourself where you're a pastor, and you're doing motivational speaking, and you take the collective of your experiences, I'm sure. What's that been like for you?
It's been an incredible ride, Kate. I tell you, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet some great people, and I've written a book, of course, called Life in the Second Half, and through that book, I try and share with people that no matter where you begin, it's about today. Today can be your second half. We know that if you know anything about basketball, football,
yeah,
no matter what happens in the first half, it's about the second half. And I think a lot of times those things that are intended for negatives can be used to better us rather than cause us to be bitter. I like to share that with people and try and take whatever it is and look at it from a positive perspective rather than a negative perspective and seek unification rather than division and whatever it is. And I think if we attempt to move in that direction or mindset, I think the outcome will be better for all involved.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. And you know what? The second half, a lot of times people can have an even more exciting or, I don't want to say better, but very different life in the second half, can't they, with the right mindset?
Absolutely. And again, you know, the book, Life in the Second Half, is just about that. And, you know, and your second half could begin or could have began 10, 15 years ago. Mine could begin today or tomorrow. So there's no set place to say where a second half begins, but I can and will say that everyone has a second half. The question is, when are you going to acknowledge it? And what are you going to do with it once you've acknowledged? And are you going to use it to cause you to be empowered, or are you going to remain in prison to whatever it is that you're dealing with? Because the fact of the matter is, we are all dealing with something.
Right. I love how you said that we're all dealing with something. I think a lot of times, David, people would connect even better with each other if they realized it's not just me. Everything's not being dumped on me, whether it's health, something with your family, something with finances, whatever it is. You're absolutely right. If you looked around and you knew what other people were going through, you'd be probably surprised in some cases, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think there are two or three things that I challenge people from this perspective. One is communication. You'd be amazed at what you discover when you share and communicate with people. And I think another one is we have to get out of the blame game. As you were stating a few minutes ago, probably, you know, using it in a different vernacular.
Right.
But I think the blame game is it's caused our country, our world, our lives to go into a tailspin. Because I shared the statement or the sentiment on a couple of days ago, Kate, that everybody's waiting to be served and nobody's serving, so therefore nothing is happening.
Oh, so true. Yeah, absolutely. Somebody told me a long time ago, you have to give to get, and boy, isn't that true.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think a lot of our challenges are based upon, I share this with people, we got to get back to accountability. And stop blaming others. If it's right, call it right. If it's wrong, call it wrong. And what's happening, political correctness, affiliations, political expediency is causing us to blind ourselves to what is right and what is wrong. And we have to stand up and be accountable, if to no one else, to ourselves individually, and say, look, this is not right. You know, and because it's Kate, okay, I can go along to get along. But if somebody else should do it, then I'm ready to, you know, to punish them, to convict them to the nth degree. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. It should be wrong, you know, because it's wrong, not because Kate did it, not because I did it. And I'm familiar, have an affiliation or relationship with Kate. But what we're discovering is we're becoming jaundiced in our opinion and views or whatever it is based on affiliation, relationships, and political affiliations either.
Boy, so, so true. David, how fun to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure, Kate. Again, thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to, again, welcome and invite your listeners to check out Life in the Second Half. It's available on Amazon.com, BooksAMillion.com, and BarnesandNobles.com as well. And also on my website, www.davidkjackson.com. And again, thank you for the opportunity, Kate.
All right, check him out. Definitely pick up his book. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
If you like like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So imagine this, you're a teenager, not even a teenager, really, you're a pre-teenager, and we see this now when we talk about bullying, and you're just getting, bashed, dealing with what life throws at you in that direction. You're a southern girl, you're dealing with rape, you've been raped, you're dealing with abortions, you have a rebellious side to you, of course you do, and what happens to your life? How does that spiral? What direction do you go into? And naturally, you move to New York City. Imagine that. You move to New York City. You find yourself homeless. You're addicted to heroin. You're prostituting yourself out because you don't know what else to do. The circumstances are so bleak. Then some people step in and really help you and turn your life around. And it includes 2 New York City police officers. So our next guest is Dana Brown. Her book is called Desperate for a Fix. If you only knew how one good decision could change your life. Hey, Dana, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate. I'm excited about talking with you today.
So let's talk about where you grew up and what happened as a child that ultimately led you to New York City.
Well, Well, I grew up in North Carolina, a small town. Back in the 80s, it was a small town, Wilmington, North Carolina. And as a lot of children are dealing with today, bullying was rampant. Now, it was not nearly as bad as it is today, but I was bullied for various reasons, and so my self-esteem kind of got knocked around pretty much every day. So as a result of that, I would navigate myself and draw myself closer to people who were like me, who just wanted to fit in. And so so that turned out to be people who wanted to numb their feelings. And so over-the-counter speed and alcohol we would steal from our homes became a daily thing at school, in middle school. And so that was kind of how I found out that I could get rid of these negative feelings by using alcohol or some form of drug to just kind of help me feel better, make it through the day. And as a result of the low self-esteem, I put myself in positions that weren't the healthiest, which wound up in being raped. And so that further kind of dogged my self-esteem. So along the way, I think that was the main issue, was my self-esteem was low. It was tanked. And so it resulted in making a whole lot of bad decisions.
Wow. So you make these bad decisions. You end up in, of all places, New York City, especially when you're talking about the 80s and early 90s, what life was like there. And what happened when you make that transition from this small town into this big city?
Well, one of the ways I like to put it is I moved to New York City. New York City chewed me up and spit me out. So it's not a funny situation, but I have to have humor about it. I can't look back and be, you know, have this whole sad picture. I know the outcome. The outcome's great. Here I am. I'm living a brand new life. But back then, it was tough. Yeah, I moved to New York and, you know, only found harder drugs after a few years, you know, started in the partying scene and found harder drugs. And I feel like even today, it's even worse for the kids that are growing up, and so much more readily available to get heroin and cocaine and really whatever you want. So it became like a warm blanket. Heroin was like a warm blanket. It protected me. It kept me safe. It kept me from caring how other people viewed me, how I viewed myself. So yeah, it was a really quick downward spiral.
So talk about who helped you out. I mentioned the police officers, and of course then family comes through. Tell me how you got out of this spiral.
Well, thankfully, I had a family that was just relentless. My parents would drive up to New York and kind of sit out on the sidewalks where they knew the area that I was in. Now, this was after I had become homeless and was really fully into my addiction. And they would wait, just sit on the sidewalk, ask people, have you seen Dana, and show them pictures. And they were relentless, and they contacted the precinct where my haunt was, where I would roam around, and thank God they were connected with Bill Burns and Bill Foley, who just had a heart for them and then had a heart for me, and they made it their mission to get me back home where I was supposed to be.
I love that. So are you still in touch with the two police officers?
I am. My Bill Burns is Uncle Billy to my kids. We adopted three children. I know. We adopted three kids. My husband and I. This is years later, of course. And yeah. So Bill Burns is Uncle Billy, and I just spoke with Bill Foley 3 weeks ago for the first time since 1998. So I was a blubbering mess talking to him. Just so grateful for his outreach to me. And now he's Uncle Billy too. So my kids have two new Uncle Billies. Haven't met Bill Foley yet, but his daughter lives about 30 minutes from us, so a reunion is coming soon.
I love it. What do you think people can learn from your experience, people that are listening to you and I speak right now?
I think that the one thing I would love for people to learn, and I hope that it comes across in the book, is that when you see a person who's addicted, sometimes our initial reaction is, you know, get over it. move on, get yourself together, make a decision. But, you know, it's not that hard. It wasn't that hard. I mean, it wasn't that easy to be able to become an addict. You don't just wake up and say, you know what, I think I'll be a junkie today. It's a long process to get to that point, and everyone's process could be different. It could be just like mine, but there is a process. There's a journey, and there's pain, and there's circumstances. And I think that once we realize that that's the case, people become more endearing to us, and then we become more compassionate towards them. So that's the lesson I think I would love for people to learn, and also that people can come out of it. It takes time, it takes work, it takes help, but there is hope. And don't give up on your loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about in the book, well, one of the tagline is, if you only knew how one good decision, what was your good decision?
Oh, my good decision was to follow my parents' advice. I can't give away the whole story.
There you go, but you can tease us with it. There you go. So, your parents had some advice for you that turned things around.
Yeah, they did. And they also had a soft place for me to land. As long as I was doing right, they were going to help me. And that was imperative. If I was doing wrong, they weren't helping me anymore. And as soon as I made decisions to do right, they were there for me. And you know, people, some people on the streets don't have family, but there is someone who can be a soft place for you to land. I'm actually become very good friends with a young girl who's just now coming out of the same situation that I was in, and a family friend became her soft place to land. And so with them, and hopefully with my help with her, she'll be able to get on this same path, and her life can get turned around too.
Yeah, tell everyone, Dana, what you do now.
Well, now I am a stay-at-home mom of three adopted children, which
wow.
You'll read about in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married. I am an author, and I speak at, well, really anywhere anybody wants me to go. I'll go, and I'll talk to people all day long. I want to help others who find themselves in the hopeless situation that I was in. I want to help them see that there is hope. So I speak, and I also have I guess you would call it a mission. I want to get my book into rehabs and prisons. Junkies on the streets, they don't buy books. But the book is to help them. So the way that I see best to get it to them is to have it available for them to read in rehabs and prisons. So on my website at desperateforafix.com, there's a tab that says donate, and you can donate a book, which I will ship or deliver to a prison or rehab program in your area. You can choose the program you want it to go to, and I'll ship it there. But you can get that book for $10. You can buy your own book for $15.
All right, I love it. So, Desperate for a Fix, if you only knew how one good decision could change your life, and you can get that by going to Amazon, obviously, and, as you mentioned, going to your website, too.
Right.
And was it hard to pull the book together?
Well, it took quite a few years, about 12 to be exact.
Wow, but you got it out. You did it. You got it out of your head, and you got it out there, right?
I got it out. I thought it was finished in 2010, but little did I know there were several chapters that weren't there yet, and those chapters are named Alyssa, Lance, and Jaden, my three children.
I love it. Awesome. Dana Brown, thanks. It's been a delight talking to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Waterworks Association and your local water provider.